My project with Worldwide Pharma is now in the conduct phase. In this course, you will see me and the team identify out-of-scope activities and manage scope-related requests on a project. I will use the knowledge imparted by Donna, who has helped me so far with my project, to manage my project's scope effectively. I just received this email from Simran, the project management analyst, who is working with me on the Worldwide Pharma project. It seems like we are not delivering the project within the agreed budget. Let's see what the project budget report indicates. Well, I was right. We have exceeded the budget for the required activities this month. A major part of the clinical operations budget has already been consumed, which is a matter of concern for us. Let me discuss it with Simran. Hello, Simran, this is Alex. Yes, you guessed it right. The problem is in the clinical operation CLOPS budget. There is a significant deviation there. Let me see what we can do to handle the situation. A major part of the allocated clinical budget has been utilized. We need to take appropriate steps as soon as possible. I can think of different options. Help me make the right choice. What do you think I should do? There you go, Gerald. When we agreed to the customer's request to shift the sites, we thought the cost overrun will be negligible, and we will be able to manage that within the allocated budget. However, the regulatory landscape has changed in the country since we started, and consequently, we had to spend more time than planned. What is that? Let me think. What do you think I should do? Sure, Sarah. During our project review, we realized that we have overshot the allocated clinical operation CLOPS budget considerably. Therefore, I would like to revisit the budget allocation with you. I agree for the most part. However, as you are probably aware, the regulatory landscape changed in Argentina after we had agreed to shift some of the sites from the Netherlands to Argentina, leading to additional time having to be spent and cost escalation. The costs in Argentina are higher than what we would have incurred in the Netherlands. We are also having effort overrun in screening subjects. We might be conducting 100 extra screenings to recruit 660 subjects. That means additional effort from CRAs. Considering the effort is substantial, I request you to consider revising the budget for this aspect as well. Thank you, Sarah. While Sarah has agreed to consider the costs associated with shifting the sites from the Netherlands to Argentina, she isn't ready to compensate the cost of extra screenings. How should I respond to Sarah? Yes, I understand your point, but I would like to highlight one thing here. As per the work order, the assumption was that we need to do 750 screenings. This was based on Worldwide Pharma's experience in the previous study that you ran. Anything beyond that is not in our current scope of work. Well, that sounds reasonable. I agreed to Sarah's proposal of accommodating 50% of the extra costs. Do you think that was the right approach? What could I have said to handle the situation? You would agree that the extra screenings are beyond our original scope, and that is quite a lot for us to accommodate within the existing budget. I agree. I shall keep that in mind for the future. As per our estimates, we need about $500,000 extra. As per our estimates, we need about $0.5 million extra. That's right. We will generate a change notification form and share it with you as soon as possible. Hi, Sarah. How can I help you? Definitely. Please let me know what the requirement is. Yes, of course. What can Quintiles do to support Worldwide Pharma in addressing this issue? I'm sorry to interrupt, but if I'm not mistaken, that's not the agreement in the work order. Thanks for considering Quintiles, Sarah. However, I will need some time to get back to you on your request. Sarah White wants Quintiles to take the responsibility to supply the comparator drug to the sites in Russia. What should I do next? Good morning, Simran. I called you to discuss the new requirement that has come up from the customer. Worldwide Pharma wants us to collect the samples from certain sites in Germany. It, however, does not fall under our scope. Well, that's not my concern. I can't decide whether we should generate a change order for the request or should we consider absorbing these costs in our current budget. I see what you're trying to say. Should we accommodate this request in the current budget and timelines? Good morning, everyone. Shall we begin the discussion? Sarah, we have several cases of subjects dropping out at various sites. The dropout rate has not exceeded the projected rate by more than 10% yet. But if we do not take immediate measures, the situation slips further. What are the possible alternatives that we can suggest to the customer? I hope you are aware that there are regulatory implications here. We will require approval from the Ethics Committee, which may impact the timelines. Right then, Shil, I assume we may initiate the change order for the process. Sarah wants us to accommodate the costs associated with the provision of patient instruction booklet in the existing budget. Should I agree to provide the patient instruction booklet in the current budget?